You are on the record. It is recorded. It is a part of history.
It is.
The world knows that Ben would suck my fart.
Yeah, in a life or death space situation. It's important to remember the context here. Not just on any old Monday.
Talk. All right, Ben, you are really getting wild.
I'm getting crazy.
Your hair is quite long now, isn't
My
it?
Hair is long. Look, if I put it down like this.
You look like the kind of Beatles.
No one knows who I am now. I could do crimes and no one knows.
And you're wearing sunglasses.
Because you were talking about the death of summer, and I'm talking about keeping summer going.
Keep summer going.
Keep summer alive.
You know, in Canada, sometimes we get a late summer.
Oh, you mean summer kind of starts later and finishes later.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
July and August are kind of cool, not very warm.
Okay.
And then September is really hot.
Ooh, the hot stuff comes in.
That's called an Indian summer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
An Indian summer.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this late summer.
Maybe in India, the summer comes late. I don't know.
I do not know. I was in India in the summertime. It was fucking hot.
Yeah.
Super, super, super hot.
How long did you spend in India? Are you going to leave your sunglasses on?
No, I'll lift them up like this. Watch time. This. They're only for the YouTube viewers.
Yeah. Wow.
Good trick.
Very cool. Are you gonna take them off?
All right, I'll take them off.
All right.
Do you want to see my beautiful eyes?
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
I was in India for, I don't know, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Pretty long trip.
A long trip.
A long trip.
Almost a month.
Highly recommend India.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back.
What's the best part about India?
Oh, it's hard to choose. Hard to choose.
The food?
The food was amazing. The people
were
great. Scenery was jaw-dropping.
Jaw-dropping.
That's when you're so surprised that your jaw, the bottom part of your mouth, drops down.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful beaches.
Okay, so you went to South India.
Yeah, to the deep south where all the hippies go. All the hippies have beach parties in the south.
Really?
Yeah, that's where our...
Hippies, like Western people
or
Indian hippies?
A whole mix, yeah. A lot of Indian hippies, a lot of Western hippies.
Oh,
a lot of Israeli hippies.
Oh, wow, all right.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a genre of music called psychedelic trance.
Yep.
Which I love and my wife loves.
And that incorporates Indian traditional music with kind of techno fast.
Yeah, it's like bang, 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 bang.
Okay.
And everyone's partying on the beach.
Okay, man, settle down. Calm down.
It was, yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
I feel like today's heavy metal intro music got you too pumped up.
It did. I can feel my blood moving around my body really fast.
Yes, you need to slow down.
Through my brain, through the heart, through my penis, down my legs.
Well, all right. Just slow down, Mr. Penis Man.
I'm full of blood. I'm a blood sausage.
All right, Ben. Do you have anything to tell us?
Yeah.
Because I have some questions we need to get to.
I might have a question too, but I wanted to say something to you.
Okay, you got a message for me?
I do, from me.
Heart to heart,
heart
man
to heart.
To man.
From the heart?
You're going to tell me some message of gratitude.
Yes.
Really?
Exactly. I wanted to thank you again for your assistance the other day.
Oh, right. I came to your house.
Yeah.
And we moved a refrigerator.
Yes.
A freezer.
Yes.
and a safe.
A safe.
That safe was so heavy.
That was extremely heavy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think it was more than 150 kilos.
Mm.
It was very heavy.
Because it was a big metal, thick steel box with a concrete base.
And that safe was in your house when you bought it.
Yeah, so I decided...
You decided to keep it.
Yes. Right? So the previous owner, the old lady, died, and she left many things in the house when I bought the house.
Yes, you bought the house from a family who got it from their mother, who was like 100.
104, I think.
And she passed away.
Yeah.
So the house was full of old things.
Yeah. And I said, you know, I'll keep that safe. What a cool... I've never had a safe before. Anyway, I wanted to thank you for helping me move that, especially that safe, because I couldn't have done it without you.
That would be unsafe.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was actually quite dangerous to move such a heavy object.
It was.
It definitely took two people.
Yep, two people.
It would be very unsafe if you tried to move the safe by yourself.
I couldn't have.
No.
I couldn't have. I wouldn't have.
You needed my big muscles.
I did. I was surprised. All these, you know, you talk about going to the gym and deadlifting things and all these.
Deadlifts.
Yeah, all these words I don't understand.
Makes your back stronger.
But I can see the gym, these exercises are paying off, right? You're stronger than I thought.
Well, I'm just afraid of hurting my back.
Me too.
So that's why I do those exercises, because I don't want to have a back injury ever again.
Ever again?
Yes, it's happened to me twice.
Oh, your back kind of locked up or something?
Yeah, yeah. In Japanese, they say gikurigoshi.
Gikurigoshi,
but
okay.
In English, we'd say I threw out my back.
Yeah.
I don't know why we say throw out, but that's what we say. Threw out my back.
Kind of your back goes out of line.
Maybe.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Something like that.
But it's muscular.
But, usually, Ben, it's horrible.
Yeah, I've never had it that bad.
Oh, before it happens to you, you think people are exaggerating.
Yeah.
Like, come on, it's not that bad.
Well, I mean, your back is kind of the center of all of your movement.
Yeah, you know, people say, oh, I threw out my back, I can't move. And you think, come on.
I don't think that.
Really?
No, I believe people.
Oh, I always thought people are just being a baby.
Well, you're mean. I'm a bit more sympathetic.
But then once it happened to me, I was like, oh my God, this is really, really serious.
Yeah.
Like, I can't move.
Literally.
You're
paralyzed.
For like 2 weeks.
Really?
You're totally immobilized.
Yep, can't move.
It's very hard to get around.
So was you
to work?
Your wife had to wash your body every night.
No, she didn't. No,
wipe your bum.
No.
Like a big baby.
No,
feed you your milk.
Goo goo gaga. I hurt my back.
I poo pooed in the cat box.
But anyway, I never want that to happen again.
Okay.
So I try to keep my back.
So you're taking preventative measures.
Yes, trying to keep my back strong.
Yeah, well, I saw that.
Comes in handy when I have to move a safe
with
my friend.
That's right. Well, that safe, you know, don't worry. You'll be doing it again. And next time, it's going to be even harder.
Yeah.
Because we have to put it onto a truck.
Right, and take it. You want to throw it away, right?
I want to get rid of it because it's useless because I can't open it.
Yeah.
It's locked shut.
You broke the lock?
Yeah. I broke it. I broke the safe.
So you kept the safe because you thought, oh, great.
Yeah.
And then you broke it and now you can't even open it?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you put in it?
No. And there could be something important in there. The kids might have put something in there. I don't know. I can't remember.
You have no idea what's in there.
No idea. No idea. Could be $1 million in there. Could be diamonds. Or it could be just a piece of Lego.
you know.
Who knows?
No telling.
Well.
Hmm.
Well, my pleasure, Ben.
Thank you.
Is that it?
The pleasure's all mine.
You just wanted to say thanks.
I just wanted to say thank you. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Show some appreciation.
All right. Well, yeah. You're welcome.
Because everyone out there, all our listeners probably think you're a mean, selfish guy, but it's not true. You're actually a very good friend.
I hope people don't think that. Anyway, Ben.
Oh, I know what that music means.
That's right. We have got a question.
Get your dancing shoes on. Grab the nearest girl or guy. If you've got a question, shake your shit, shake your shit.
Anything's okay.
If you've got a question, what should you do? What should you do? Just ask Renee. Cause Renee will answer you.
Renee will answer you.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, I got a few things here, Ben.
You've always got a full page.
First of all, just let you know about a comment on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
From episode 158.
Recent.
I think that was the Bad Boys episode.
Oh, that's when we got a bit bad.
You're the bad boy. Anyway, Kusoshu.
Kusoshu.
On YouTube.
Okay.
Says, Ben's beatboxing is awesome.
Fresh.
I mean, you're beatboxing okay. you don't need to do it. No, man.
Just giving the people what they want.
I think he or she's just being kind.
Well, I'll take that compliment. Yeah. I'll take anything I can get.
Don't take it as a request to beatbox more. I think you beatbox enough.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need any more.
Yeah, but practice makes perfect.
So go practice, and then if you get good at it, you know, then...
You don't like my beatboxing.
I know, it's good.
Just say it.
It's good.
Just say you don't
it's
like
fine.
It. Say it directly.
It's
I don't like these indirect little jabs.
Okay, and then another question, a follow-up question.
Oh, okay.
A follow-up question to last week. Now, last week, no, sorry, 2 weeks ago, there was a question from an elementary school student.
Oh, yeah.
About farts in space.
Farts in space.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben knew the answer.
I did.
Farts don't make sound if you're out in space.
No.
Because there's no air. But when you fart, that's air.
Yes.
Right?
True.
So the question is, if you and me were in space.
Yes.
Right?
Hmm.
And we can't breathe because there's no air.
Sure.
So we're dying.
Slowly dying.
And here comes the space station. It's coming. You can see it coming.
It's coming fast.
And I die. Oh, Ben, I can't breathe. Oh.
Weak. He was weak.
And when I die, I fart.
Makes sense.
Okay.
A life of farts. It's only fitting that you fart in death.
The question is,
This
is actually a question from a listener.
Okay.
If Abe's last fart was the only air for you to breathe, in order to get saved by the space station.
Right.
So you need one more breath of air.
Just to make it to the airlock.
Yes. The only air available is my fart. Will you suck my fart into your lungs?
Good question. Tricky one. Bit of a tricky one. I guess I need a little bit more information. Importantly, would anyone know what I had to do? Or can I keep it a secret?
Some of the other astronauts in the space station,
yeah,
they might see you from the window. Yeah.
Sucking in, putting my mouth near your ass.
Yes.
And just sucking in that last fart.
The only air available.
You know what? Only because I'm a father. Yes, I would.
Only because I'm a father?
Yes. I need to stay alive for my kids.
Oh, okay.
That's my drive to survive.
So if you didn't have kids,
yeah,
you would rather die than suck my fart.
I mean, I really wouldn't enjoy it. I'd hate it. But, you know, to be honest, I've breathed in a lot of your farts over the years already. In this very studio.
I suppose that's true for both of us.
It is, yeah. We've both had lungfuls of each other's.
I mean, it's a little farts. Different when you have to, you know, suck it directly in.
Yeah.
And that's the only air.
Yeah, but a fart, I mean, how much air is actually in a fart?
You know, usually a fart is diluted. You know, it's diluted in the air of the room.
Yeah.
It's not like so potent, so concentrated.
This is a fully concentrated fart.
Yes.
Pocket.
Not diluted in the air of a room.
It's okay.
Full power.
Good point. And you know what? This might change the whole nature of this question because I think there's not much oxygen in that fart. I think that little gas bubble is mainly methane and other shit.
So would you suck it?
The question remains. To see my kids again, yes. But I could never look them in the eye, you know. I would always...
You'd feel ashamed rest of your life?
I feel like I'd carry a weight for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Then when you kiss your wife, she'd be like, like Abe's butt.
Forever. Yeah. yeah, I guess I would. What if the roles were reversed? Would you suck my fart to survive?
Well, that wasn't the question.
I know, but I'm posing.
The question was if you would suck my
fart. Why me? Who is this person?
Hitsuji.
Ah, Hitsuji. I'm very disappointed. Yeah, okay. I would suck yours to stay alive. Yeah, I would. All right. Nice.
Come here, Ben. Open up.
Rest in peace, Abe. Disgusting. Well, disgusting.
I feel honored.
I don't know why.
That my final dying fart will help you see your children again.
Yeah, I got to see them
again. If we're stuck in space.
Yes.
I'll be sure to wipe my butt very carefully.
Yeah, make sure you eat lots of...
Because I know that you might be sucking on my butthole to get my sweet, sweet farts.
And, you know, I wouldn't want to waste any, so I'd need to sort of seal my lips around your butthole.
Gross.
So I get every last particle.
And maybe if you want more, you can, like, punch me in the stomach.
Oh, I could.
It'll be like, I need more. I need
one more
air from the fart. And
it worked.
Yeah.
Ah, science. Saves the day again. Yeah. So would you suck my fart? My farts are much cleaner than yours because I'm a vegetarian.
No, I don't think we should talk about this anymore.
Okay. How convenient.
We answered the question.
How convenient.
And we've been talking about, you know, farts too much.
Now I'm on the record saying I would suck your fart.
You are on the record. It is recorded. It is a part of history.
It is.
The world knows that Ben would suck my fart.
Yeah, in a life or death space situation. It's important to remember the context here. Not just on any old Monday. Big difference.
Okay.
Big, big difference.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I have a present for you.
Oh, another one. God, what are these gifts?
Well, next time we meet, we're going to have to meet somewhere where we can drink those Taiwanese beers.
Yes, true. But it won't be my house for a while.
You gave me a huge chunk of watermelon.
Oh, yeah. It's a big old chunk. A quarter of a melon.
I've had
a quarter melon.
Yeah, a quarter of a huge watermelon.
Yeah.
So, you know, my wife's been eating it. I've had like maybe one little bite.
Your wife's been eating it? It wasn't for her.
Really?
It's for you.
Well, she wanted to say thank you.
No problem.
You wait right there.
Okay.
I'll be back with a present.
Okay.
Be right back.
It's not a fart, is it? I have to suck.
It's not a fart.
I wonder what he's going to bring me. You never know with Abe. Sometimes it's a meaningful gift, a thoughtful gift. Sometimes it's something stupid and disgusting. Oh, here he comes.
You telling secrets to the listeners while I'm gone?
No.
It's a lovely wow. Aomori corn.
Look at this Aomori corn.
You can suck on them if you want.
Wow, that one sucks pretty good.
Yeah.
Look at that, beautiful.
Just arrived fresh from the farm up in Aomori. So, yeah.
That's very, very generous.
Oh.
Is this from your wife's corn farm?
Yeah, my wife's family has always raised corn. Sweet corn.
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah.
You married into a corn family.
And they're not corn farmers. It's just like hobby.
Kind just of a hobby?
Yeah.
I mean, look how good. That looks just professional, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a...
I don't know how you grow something like that.
It's pretty easy.
Is it? Put the seed in the ground and wait a while and
put some water down there.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. My kids love corn.
All right, great. I hope it's good corn. Usually it's really good.
Has your daughter tried corn before?
Yep.
She has?
Yep. Crushed up some corn and gave it to
her. Oh, that's a good idea. Crush it up. Otherwise, it comes out undigested.
Yeah, we put it in a blender.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Blend it up.
Yes.
A corn smoothie.
So how about that, Ben? So many presents today.
I know. Snacks, corns, beers.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes, enjoy the corn.
Oh, I will. It's going to be a corn party, a corn fiesta.
Corn.
Party.
All right.
Get that corn up in the air. I want to see everyone's corn in the air. Whoa, getting crazy.
Oh, look at my big corn nose.
Looks like a nose. Bit corny.
Anyway, let's wrap it up, Ben.
Oh.
You guys come to 55freebird.com.
Please do.
Come to X.
Kshing.
Post me an X post on X or send me an X message on X.
Extreme.
And come to Instagram. Join the army of freaks and weirdos.
We need more soldiers. They're dying every day. We need fresh meat.
Subscribe on YouTube.
Do that. Don't
forget to subscribe on YouTube. Also,
Instagram. 5-star reviews.
Yes.
Very important.
Please write a 5-star review on Apple. Yes. Oh, we got a new one.
A new review.
Yes. A new review came on August 8th.
How many stars?
5.
Of course.
Yes, and it's called My Favorite Podcast.
Ooh, I hope they're talking about us.
Wahapoon. Wahapoon.
Wahapoon.
Wahapoon. He or she says, this is my favorite podcast ever. Thank you. Wow.
Amazing.
Every episode is so funny and makes me have fun. Also, it's great to improve my listening skills. I look forward to your updates every week. Good luck to you two awesome teachers.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. Wahapoo.
Excellent. Every review helps.
Yes, these reviews propel us towards our goal.
Of early retirement.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Have a great week, and we will see you soon.
Enjoy the sun.